Our first public hearing is change of zone number 1715 20 Storage LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to CR1 Commercial Residential District to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1 acre more or less, lying north of Zion Church Road, also referred to as Road 20, 700 feet east of the intersection of Deer Run Road, also referred to as Road 388, and being considered as tax map number or tax map ID number 533-11, parcel 78.03. On April 13th of 2012, the applicant did provide exhibit booklets for consideration. Commission was provided with those exhibit booklets, and those exhibit booklets contain a copy of the application form, a copy of the deed to the property, a copy of the survey of the property, an aerial photograph of the property and surrounding area, qualifications of Ken Christianberry of Axiom Engineering LLC, an extract from Beer's Atlas, a map of the zoning in the area, a copy of a letter from the Office of State Planning Coordination in reference to the PLUS process, a soils report, and suggested proposed findings of fact for consideration. We also received from DLDOT a support facilities report dated January 26th of 2012, which references that a traffic impact study is not required and that the current level of service C of Route 20, also known as Zion Church Road, will not change as a result of this application. We also heard from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They provided comments in the form of a memorandum dated April 23rd of 2012, which references that the site is located in the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. The wastewater capacity is available for the project if the proposed use does not exceed approximately 4 total EDU. That ordinance 38 is not required, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,861 per EDU, that the parcel is served with 1 6-inch lateral, which may not be adequate for the proposed use, that an upgrade to an 8-inch lateral may be required, and that the cost of that lateral upgrade would be at the developer's expense or responsibility. That conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update and the preliminary engineering report for the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District will be required. That the parcel is within the boundaries of the reference district and connection is mandatory. That the sewer planning and design assumption allocated for EDUs per acre for residentially zoned parcels of 1 acre or larger, and that additional information must be provided before an EDU calculation can be made. That the County Engineering Department opposes rezonings because of the potential for increased wastewater flow from commercial uses, and that the existing home has connected to the sewer system, and that a concept plan is not required. Finally, the Sussex Conservation District also provided comments in the form of a memorandum dated April 23rd of 2012 and references that there are 2 soil types on the site, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sedimentation control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, that no off-site drainage improvements are necessary, and that it is not likely that on-site drainage improvements will be necessary. And gentlemen, that's all I've received from any individual or agency to date.
All right, sir, thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Byard.
Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, Gene Byard on behalf of the applicant. With me is Ken Christenberry, the project engineer. If your memories haven't completely failed you, last summer, Mr. Christianberry and I appeared on behalf of the same applicant and asked that the commission recommend to council the rezoning of the property immediately to the east of this property from AR1 to CR1 for a mini storage facility. This is the same applicant less than a year later. Ken will explain the use for the property, but the findings of fact that the commission recommended the council last year apply equally here. This really is nothing more or less than an infill. With that, Ken, if you could come forward briefly identify yourself.
Ken Christenberry with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown.
You are a licensed Delaware engineer.
Yes, sir.
Describe the property in its present condition, please.
It's approximately 1 acre. If you turn to, it has a single family home, a small gravel driveway. You can see a little bit on tab three. That has both an aerial photograph and a survey.
What is the applicant's proposed use for the property?
To leave the existing home intact and allow it to serve as the residence and office space for the manager of the mini storage.
Was a trip to PLUS required for this project?
No, we inquired and they told us it was not necessary.
Was a trip to DelDOT required?
We had to inquire about whether traffic impact study was required. They replied that it was not.
Am I correct that a commercial entrance permit has been issued for the mini storage project?
Yes, the adjacent.
What will become of the driveway that serves this home?
It will continue to be used for the residents. There may be some kind of connection from the parking lot,
but
pedestrian access.
It will not
access.
Be access to the mini storage facility.
No, that would be a separate entrance.
Any wetlands or stormwater issues?
No new impervious is proposed.
And finally, source of water and sewer?
Artesian Water Company and Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District.
If you could walk to the board and describe the area as it's zoned around this property.
This area here is our source of our application. Across the street is a fairly new CR1 that was granted for the Twin Cedars development. This is the 3 acres that we rezoned for the same applicant last summer. There's an a used auto facility here. There's I believe this is an old general store. I'm not sure it's still in operation, but there's C1 here. And this is a B1 property that was rezoned, I believe, 2 or 3 years ago. And not too far up the road, you have more C1 and B1 and some conditional uses that are in a fairly near vicinity. Essentially, all this area has changed a lot with the coming of the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District.
Gentlemen, that's the application. This area is in a level 2 and level 3 area on the state's strategies for spending that. Growth is anticipated in this area, and the state will make investments to support growth. As you found last summer, I hope you can find again that this is consistent with character and trend of development of the area. Again, it's really nothing more than an infill to round out the development of this property. That's all we have. We'd be glad to answer any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. And we'll see if anyone has any. We'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Byard, Mr. Christenberry. My first question, I'm pretty sure I have an understanding, but there may be a discrepancy in your exhibit book, the photo in tab 3. I've got it showing the site as here, photo in tab 9. Showing the site that appears to be the property that we rezoned.
That's the prior application.
That's the prior application.
Where the mini storage itself will be constructed.
Right. So the
site. Sorry, I didn't make the exhibits more clear. That was the old exhibit.
No, I just, like I say, I understood it, but anybody that might be looking at this. So what we're looking at is, amongst others, with the survey, the aerial photo would be this one.
Correct.
On 3.
Yes.
Thank you. I listened to what Director Lank said, and while this application isn't site plan, I did have a question. How many EDUs do you predict for this use?
One and possibly a fraction for the occasional customer. One for the residence itself, which the manager will be living there. I don't really anticipate enough traffic from people coming into the office to rent a mini storage are not going to generate much, if any, wastewater at all.
In the exhibit book, it makes reference that this site is both investment level 2 and 3. Is that the 1 acre site that is the subject
of the
application?
That was a letter that PLUS sent regarding this 1 acre. I'm not quite sure how they
discern respect to the 3 acres last year.
I guess this is now level 2.5. It's really just a little vague there.
And level 2 and level 3 are areas where the state does anticipate growth and will make infrastructure improvements, correct?
That's what the state strategies for spending plan said.
Yeah. The difference, level two is where they expect to grow sooner. Level three, they expect to growth, perhaps just a little bit later.
And level four, they expect not to grow.
Right. And you're...
And this did change. The prior maps a decade ago had this as a level four, but with the introduction of utilities, they remapped it.
There again, not making this a site plan issue. Will you go in this site, go to the office, and then go to the mini storage, or not necessarily?
There's a parking space. There's a series of parking spaces on the site plan for the mini storage. So the intent would be the customers would actually park at the mini storage and just walk over.
And do you have a description of or classification of what Route 20 is? Is that considered a major arterial highway?
It's a highway corridor.
Highway corridor. All right. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I understand the application.
All right. Mr. Ross?
I take it the only person there will be the person that's overseeing that's be one employee basically in that office.
Unless he gets married, I believe he's single right now.
But oh, yeah.
He will be living in it's a single family home.
Yeah, whatever companionship he might choose to have.
Correct.
Yeah. And there won't be any need for security, but is there a security plan for the mini storage to separate the two or?
There's going to be a security fence around as far as lighting and things of that nature. I don't know that any of that's been designed out yet. But certainly the security, the mini storage will be secure. I don't know that they're going to beef up security on the single family home.
I wouldn't think so, but I was thinking that you might have to have some pathway or gate or something there between the two.
The main gate for the mini storage is going to be fairly close to Route 20, and so is the house. So there'll be some kind of connection, whether it's going to be a walkway over to the parking lot or possibly even a gravel path.
So is there any plans to just join the two and make it one?
That's up to the applicant, and that decision hasn't been made. If I understand it correctly, the applicant financed the project last year, acquired this property separately with another lender.
Got it.
Putting the two together may be more than a notion.
It would seem likely anyway.
Thanks, Tom.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Bard, I have a question. I guess it's more of a concern about your statement number 8 in the proposed findings of fact, where you state in there that the mini storage is not permitted in a B1 zoning classification or is a conditional use in an AR1 classification. And my reason for concern is that perhaps this commission has been acting illegally in the past, because I have a book here that was provided by our council some time ago, and I noticed that of the 42 examples in there, 6 of them were conditional use in an AR1 zone, and every one of them dealt with a mini storage.
Well, Mr. Johnson, if you've known over the years and you demonstrated you were absolutely free to ignore any finding of fact I've proposed and submit to you. But my experience is, and my read of the ordinance is, that mini storage is permitted in CR as an approved use, not as a conditional use. I've preached to you all in the past that the lenders are shy, and they're even more shy these days about lending money on conditional uses. They just don't do it. But the way I read the ordinance, and that's me, is it is only permitted in CR1. Obviously, you can rely on your counsel.
Mr. Robertson, have we been acting illegally in the past 6.5 years I've been on the commission?
Mr. Byard and I differ on this. Without going back to the specific section, there's that provision within the AR1 district and others that we call the catch-all provision that talks about business, commercial, and residential purposes that aren't specifically identified, basically, as one of the permissible, possible conditional uses. And not only mini storages, but there's been over the years multifamily that have come under that catch-all, a variety of different uses. So, that's how the commission's approached it. And I'm satisfied that we're on solid footing on that. So,
I just want to be sure. I know I've been accused of not following the regulations or the ordinances sometimes, so just want to make sure I'm on target this time. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
I understand the application. All my questions have been answered.
Thank you. Mr. Lang?
I'm going to go back to Mr. Johnson's question just for a second. I think Mr. Bard's just saying that it's not a listed permitted use right. as far as That's being correct. A conditional use. He's not referring to our famous catch-all clause, which covers any business, residential, or commercial industrial use that's more appropriate as a conditional use. Question. If I understood you right, Ken, the resident manager is going to live in the house but then use it for the purpose of an office to run the mini storage.
Yeah, I imagine there'll be one room in the building
that's fine.
For customers.
Make that part of the record. That's all I have.
Gotcha. Thank you. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, gentlemen. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1715 20 Storage LLC? For anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1715. Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.